This is Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kern. Sustainability is a word often used, but what does it really mean? According to the University of California at Los Angeles, where our guest today earned an MBA, sustainability is best described in part this way: the physical development and institutional operating practices that meet the needs of present users without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs, particularly with regard to use and waste of natural resources. Our guest may have earned his MBA from UCLA, but his undergrad degree in accounting came from Illinois State University, where he is the keynote speaker for Business Week activities. Michael Keene is a management consultant and former leader at the bioengineering technology company Genomatica, which develops bio-based processes to produce chemicals with greater sustainability than using petroleum-based feedstocks. Before that, Keene held similar executive leadership positions at Clipper Wind Power, a wind energy technology company, and other related companies. Michael Keene, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Willis, thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
So what came first for you? A keen, if you'll pardon the pun, interest in accounting or environmental business practices?
In terms of here, I'd say that I had an interest in being fully employed at some point in time,
there
to be
you go,
honest.
Right, yeah.
And I felt accounting at that point in time was going to give me the best access to a business career.
So let's get right to your talk as the keynote speaker at ISU's Business Week activities. This is called The Journey to a Sustainable Future. Many people, when they think of sustainability, they think of energy use. Is that really the best place to start when you're talking about sustainability?
I think that natural resources in general, in terms of, or your natural resources, any resources you have in terms of being able to use processes that are renewable and sustainable. But I was going to actually talk about sustainability in terms of a number of different levels. Individuals themselves in terms of hopefully preparing for a successful career and achieving their own sustainability in terms of financial security and then that giving them abilities to move in different paths. Companies themselves have to have the proper plans and grow and be successful and provide growth and liquidity so that they can sustain themselves, because if the companies themselves can't move forward, many great ideas, great technologies may die on the vine. And of course, the impact in terms of some really great technologies that exist today that are providing a positive impact on the environment, because these technologies are using renewable resources and therefore fully sustaining.
So what would be a good example of some? Obviously, Genomatica, your former company, is probably a great example, but what are some others?
For instance, I was involved in the wind energy business. I know, traveling through central Illinois, we see a lot of wind power today. Mm-hmm. Back in the late 70s when I was here, that was non-existent. So this is a real technology. I think it's a great technology. I was involved with a company called Clipper Wind Power, which was very innovative in terms of bringing, they were only the second U.S. manufacturer of wind turbines at the time, GE being the other one. And the wind energy, I'd say, in the early 2000, the 2010 timeframe, became a real business, a real technology. You know, prior to that, I personally considered it almost like a science experiment, and that technology has evolved where it's providing a significant part of new energy capacity in the U.S., and especially in what we call the wind belt, being the Midwest.
Well, the clip we heard at the top of the show, Elon Musk of Tesla talking about the future of sustainability, particularly as an energy source, and of course, he is obviously building and selling these electric cars. But as far as transportation goes, oil is cheap right now. How does that impact these companies that are trying to create and market these alternative energy sources when the price of oil is so low? It's still very attractive to so many people.
Right. And so oil and commodities in general go through a cycle. And that cycle will, at times, they'll be very expensive, and other times they'll be less expensive, as they are today. There's been a precipitous drop in oil over the last year and a half, and natural gas prices had dropped because of the technology and fines and the abundance of natural gas today. However, these resources are not renewable, and you have to take a long-term view on this, and that there will be high volatility in terms of these prices, whereas alternative sources, alternative fuels, alternative energy, like wind, solar, et cetera, you know, provide stability through those cycles.
Many around here are familiar with ethanol, since farmers have been helping produce this fuel source for many, many years. How does corn stack up as an energy source these days? Has ethanol seen its golden days, or is there still a bright future?
I think ethanol has a good future. I'm not personally involved in that in the business. I'm more of term of corn becoming sugar, sugar then becoming chemicals, and chemicals that are traditionally produced using feedstocks like oil and gas. And there's an abundance of corn. There's been a surplus for a while, and we're actually a net exporter of corn. Corn now has a good alternative use in terms of being provider of not only ethanol or biofuels, but also can now produce through Genomaca's type technology that can produce chemicals as well, which make up 94-95% of the products we use every day.
And you mentioned the wind turbines, and there's so many of them around here in Illinois and other states in the Midwest and out west in California, where they really first sprang up. Many of these are in place in part because of government-based incentives to rural landowners, and in some cases these incentives might be starting to run out. How do you think the growth of this industry has held up? Will it be able to emerge successfully out of these incentives?
Right. If you look at the, I'd say the last 10, 15 years, it's been a what I call a growth phase. And although there have been incentives, the incentives sometimes are not long-term and not consistent. For instance, there's a production tax credit that is allowed for wind farm developers when they purchase turbines and they produce electricity. But sometimes that gets caught up in the national politics and comes right to the edge of not being renewed or only gets renewed for a year. That makes it very difficult for companies to, one, obtain financing and make that investment when they need that credit to help help the economics. So I think that our country and our politicians have a view, and I think it's a positive view, but they need to back it up with actions as well that are consistent.
And the biggest problem with the renewable energy sources is that there are so many times of quiet. It's not sunny at night. Some days the wind barely blows. Crops don't always grow the way you think they should. So where are we when it comes to the technological breakthroughs necessary to harness these resources?
I think there's a lot of activity going on at the research and development end, whether it's developing crop sources that are specific that can be used for energy, certain biomass feedstock, things of that nature that can withstand these weather cycles and can be grown in areas that are not traditionally agricultural based as well. In terms of we used to make the joke, and there was an argument of wind versus solar, and they say, well, okay, solar can work and can provide energy during the peak daytimes. We say, yes, but solar doesn't work at night, so and wind can go 24/7, as the case may be. But the fact is that they work together and provide alternative sources that can be, in the long term, can be economically feasible, and they are today, and I think are important to our energy policy.
Do you share Elon Musk's view that he stated to the top of the show that basically if we don't solve the sustainability problems in this century, we're going to see an economic collapse as well as an environmental collapse?
I think in the long term, there has to be solutions. And matter of fact, the founder of the company that I was with, Clipper Wind Power, had this vision of wind-powered cars. And the way his vision was, and I think is consistent with Elon Musk, is that you have an energy source like wind, and it's creating electricity, and that electricity goes into the grid, and that powers your electric car, and that's what you're driving. And it's very clean, and it's very renewable, full cycle.
Management and sustainability consultant Michael Keene is a 1977 graduate of Illinois State University and this year's keynote speaker at Business Week activities on campus. Thanks so much for stopping by, and enjoy your stay here at Illinois State.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Willis Kern, and we are listening to the music of Harold Arlen. That's right. It's Harold Arlen's music, because it's the Oscars coming up this weekend. Laura Kennedy is going to be speaking with the biographer of Arlen coming up. But right now, it's the music of Ill Wind. This is Buddy DeFranco. We'll be listening to Harold Arlen during Sound Ideas today.